Walking's first part. Hello, welcome to my channel. I hope you are happy and well. I am Marie Swaru. Sorry again for the change of voice, the usual web page I use for it is still not working, and I'm starting to get worried about it as I like that voice much better, although the one I use here today is supposedly from the same person. The concept of the walk-in is relatively new in the media, having appeared first in the works of Dolores Cannon and also in The Law of One. Yet on Earth, there is no real way to detect a walk-in. There is for a much more advanced civilization and its science, to the point where they can even be artificially created, as we will see later on. Someone on Earth can know if someone is a walk-in, or if he or she is a walk-in, only by adding the symptoms and connecting the dots. The basic description of a walk-in is a soul who was in higher existential realms or in the afterlife, and who then enters a living body a long time after it was born, usually in adulthood, most often replacing the original soul, who willingly goes back to the afterlife. The first symptom of a walk-in is an abrupt change in personality, including interests and abilities. But before going deep into the details about walkings, we must first understand a few important concepts. The first one is that this is not only a metaphysical and spiritual phenomenon, as it also has a very strong psychological component to it. Not everybody who experiences an abrupt change in personality, interests, and all, is a walk-in, as we must objectively understand that during a person's life, there is a natural consciousness and awareness evolution that includes changes in life interests and tastes. Because something or some reasoning of theirs, or something they suddenly became aware of made them change their mind about what interested them in life before, they got sick of what they were doing, they got tired of the activities that were absorbing all their attention. Or simply as the result of the natural evolution of a person as he or she ages, and their circumstances and resources shift in other directions as their life goes on. Many people in the spiritual community and elsewhere to a lesser degree experience sudden changes in their awakening, changes that are often called spiritual awakening, or the related Kundalini activation, and so on. These people who are suddenly aware of how the world really works, and awaken to the fact that they have been living a lie, imposed on them by the controllers of Earth, naturally develop a very strong rejection of society, as they see it as exploitative, primitive, and cruel, and they want no part of it, so it is easy for them to conclude that they are either starseeds or walkings, as they are both identity cliches that serve advanced and aware souls on Earth to give a meaning and a reason to their lives. They are often used as an explanation for the reason why they feel so lost on Earth, with a deep inner feeling of not belonging and confusion as to what they are actually doing in a place that is so unlike, so dissimilar to their vibration. But, although labeling yourself as a walk-in may be only a psychological mechanism to help you cope with society and all the challenges in your life, they do exist and you very well could be one, or you may know someone close to you. As for starseeds, I will address them in their own video soon enough. Having understood the purely psychological aspect of the walk-in phenomenon, I must now describe the artificial aspect, but in a brief way, as the most important and most interesting part of this phenomenon is the metaphysical side, and how it occurs naturally. Each biological body holds a unique vibration that is also found in each and every one of its cells, and that vibration is the result of the average frequency and vibration of the soul that inhabits it, which in turn is the result of the overall vibration of its thoughts and emotions. Each soul is unique, and holds a vibration that is a perfect reflection of who it is, and no two people, no two bodies have the same exact vibration. This frequency and vibration is an oscillation in energy, much like a radio station, and holds a unique energetical address in the energy field it is immersed in. Although human technology cannot detect the exact frequency of a person in a biological body, because it is well out of its technological level and capacity, other non-human cultures have developed such a high technological level that they not only can detect the specific frequency of a person, they can also manipulate it with advanced machines. They can detect the frequency of a particular soul by reading the way the DNA of its biological body vibrates. A cellular DNA is known to act as an antenna to bring into the body the corresponding frequency of the soul who owns it. This means that a soul can only be compatible with inhabiting a body that is tailored to it, and that has the correct frequency receivers encoded into its DNA, which acts like a frequency key, so only the owner soul can enter and work in the material world through the specific body. Using a machine called an immersion pod, which acts in a similar manner to an advanced medical pod used to treat an injury, advanced star races can isolate the precise frequency of a soul and of any biological body, and they can force one soul into an incompatible body using the immersion pod as an adapter, much like when you use a household voltage transformer. The immersion pod gets a soul's frequency by reading its original biological body's DNA, and then artificially modifies its frequency and vibration inside the machine to translate into the required ones of the receiving biological body, thus diverting the soul's signal from the original body and into the new receiving one, independently if it has vibrational compatibility with the soul or not. Therefore, it is technologically possible to make any soul have a life experience in virtually any physical body. As the soul signal being received by the receptor body is artificial, it can be boosted in order to effectively override that body's original soul, replacing it with the artificially designated one. This is an unethical technological hostile takeover, which is used by several regressive races, including some on Earth, to force a person into doing hideous acts of violence, or of any kind, he or she would never do otherwise. This is used not only to commit terrible crimes, including false flag events, but it can also be used to temporarily take over the body of a targeted individual, to force it to commit a crime, so he or she can be arrested for it, and therefore taken out, and stopped from continuing their line of work that was against the interests of whoever was holding this kind of body-snatching high technology. Although it is very hard to know for sure, this could be the reason why so many people claim that they do not remember having committed the crimes they are being accused of. On the other hand, countless highly ethical and highly advanced star races use this technology to enter a realm, such as Earth, using a human body that was only an NPC, or backdrop person, meaning that body was formerly being animated by the Matrix on Earth, through the action of the collective unconscious, which is transmitting a signal to all of those empty soulless people, which is basically the same. Therefore, this explains why so many people act in such an obedient manner to the system, totally unable to understand, let alone question, anything that is outside their collective unconscious matrix programming. I must say, and insist, that even when they react in an angry or offended way when you ask them whether they have a soul or not, that is part of their reaction programming as well. But having said this, you cannot actually know who has a soul or not, with the exception of a few obvious cases. Then it can also be argued that these soulless, so-called backdrop people, or NPCs, actually do have some sort of a soul, but a shared collective one, where they are all nothing more than different terminals of a central collective unconscious awareness that works by immersing them all in a closed system, contained in Earth's realm. And this is why their values, thoughts, and reactions are so similar, acting as copies of one another, and obsessively following the system's rules. Although this can also be counter-argued, as an incarnation with those characteristics is also a soul experience, although in my opinion, it would quickly become monotonous, yet we can also see this from a purely psychological angle, where the reason why people act in such an obedient way could only be the result of their fear-based survival mechanisms, and their idea that their further existence is better ensured if they follow all the rules. Then finally we have the natural walkings, which are those that occur with no technological interference of any kind, being of a completely metaphysical nature, and are part of the very nature of incarnations, of the process of a soul having a physical experience, part of the larger universe itself. When a soul does not want to continue living in a reasonably healthy biological body, it can choose to leave, and be replaced by another one, who wishes to have a life experience on Earth. Perhaps with a specific mission, but does not want to go through the lengthy and troublesome process of being born there, grow up to be a toddler, then a child and then go through all that primary schooling and so on, rather it prefers to enter an adult, so they can get to do the good work as soon as possible. When this happens it is not a hostile takeover, it is a natural agreement between the original soul and the new entering one. This agreement most probably happened in the space between lives, where the next incarnations are planned, in a space outside linear time as it is known on Earth. The original soul may be tired of living there on Earth, in that body, for whatever reasons, due to psychological pressures, life hardship, relationship breakups, or perhaps because of an illness. This soul will literally step out and be replaced by the new one, who is almost always much more spiritually advanced than the first, and who knowingly and willingly will assume the first soul's life and everything that comes with it. Even though the entering soul may, or may not fully remember who it is, and why it entered that body, it will inherit nearly all the memory of the first soul, which it will make theirs. They will own it now, although the new soul will interpret those memories in a different way, from a much more expanded point of view. Sometimes removing emotional triggers, and other times having to deal with those as well, as they are embedded in the cellular DNA memory and muscle memory of the physical body they are inheriting. Yet, many times the memory of the first soul may not remain complete, and therefore the new one to be aware of, or use, as mental lapses are very common, as well as memory loss, this being very disconcerting to the individual's family. And I mean the family of the body. This walk-in phenomenon is extremely common, yet it may be hard to detect, as even the most advanced instrumentation may fail to find it. And as what happens with star seeds, it is more of an educated inner knowing each individual must be responsible for, also knowing and taking into account the psychological and coping mechanisms I mentioned above. Each walk-in has its own individual level of awareness of what it is, and how and why they are incarnated on Earth. Some may remember all their mission, and be 100% aware that they are a walk-in, as well as retain full memory of why they are on Earth, and of their mission there. But most commonly, a walk-in will also suffer from previous life memory loss, the so-called veil of forgetfulness of Earth, where they must navigate their existence there, like any other star seed, like any other soul. Yet they tend to be more advanced spiritually than the soul who stepped out for them to come in, and they were perfectly confident that they would be able to fulfill their mission on Earth, in spite of all the hardship. And many others may also go through a lengthy process where they gradually regain the memory of who they were before entering their new body, as well as of their mission in the world of the living. The soul exchange in a body usually occurs after a strong accident, especially if it involves the body ending up in a coma or having a near-death experience, where the original soul chooses to go to the afterlife and leave the body to the new one, who willingly will assume the repairs and the care needed to recover from the accident. Although this last part, I just described, is well known by other people talking about walkings, there is another moment in the life of an individual, the body, where the soul exchange may occur, and which very few people who talk about this subject know about. A soul exchange can also occur during a severe emotional event in the person's life, as the result of a dark night of the soul, a severe depression, or the loss of a close relative or loved one, where the original soul does not wish to continue living, inheriting the still useful body to an entering soul. I will talk a lot more about this purely metaphysical angle in the second part of this subject. To end today's video, I must say that although a walk-in phenomenon is similar to demonic possession, as they both are defined by a change in who is driving the body, but in the case of demonic possession, these are clearly of a negative nature, where the takeover is by force, and against the will of the original soul, when in the case of walkings, they take over a body with the consent of the original owner, who willingly goes back to the afterlife as part of their original life plan, perhaps not wanting to go through all the perils of old age, or of inhabiting a damaged body after an accident. This is also seen, or mentioned as an ethical alternative to suicide, as the original soul willingly retracts from the body, without having killed it, therefore not generating any kind of karma for it. I will continue in the second part of this video. Thank you for liking and subscribing, I appreciate it a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. Be very well and be happy. Take care. With much love, your friend, Marie Soirou.